Although made famous in fiction in the Master and Commander book series and latterly the film of the same name, the Royal Navy has operated around a dozen ships named HMS Surprise over the centuries, including the one the ship in the books is based on. That particular Surprise started life, as did a number of ships in the Royal Navy at the end of the 18th and start of the 19th centuries, in a French shipyard, specifically the one at Le Havre, being launched and commissioned in 1794 as the corvette Unité. Although the corvette as a type had started out broadly similar to the British sloop, that is an unrated vessel of somewhere between 10 and 20 guns, over time it had grown, and Unité had a main battery of 22 8-pounder guns and a couple of 4-pounders, although she'd gain another couple of 8-pounders and half a dozen 4-pounders fairly soon after entering service. In either case, this armament would have seen her classified as a 6th-rate frigate, albeit of somewhat light armament, in contemporary British terms. She was present for one major action, the Battle of the Glorious 1st of June, where she helped to get the crippled 1st-rate Revolutionnaire to safety, the large French ship having been rendered helpless but not taken over by the British, as an order to regroup had come in before anyone could send boats over to her. After this, Unité served in the more traditional role of a French corvette at the time, coastal merchant escort, plus a brief attempt to raid enemy shipping, in which she took one ship. But after a couple of years in service, she was heading out from Toulon when she was spotted and intercepted by the much larger and more heavily armed 5th-rate frigate HMS Inconstant, which duly captured her. The ship was taken into service by the Royal Navy and renamed HMS Surprise. She was also thought to be underarmed for her size, the two dozen 8-pounders being recommended for replacement with 9-pounders, with another couple of 4-pounders thrown in and 6 12-pounder carronades added for good measure. However, by 1798, after a couple of years under Royal Navy colours, her new captain, Hamilton, decided that even this was insufficient, and he petitioned for a heavier main battery. After some considerable correspondence, this request was granted, and Surprise would be finally armed with two dozen 32-pounder carronades on her main gun deck, along with 10 18-pounder carronades split between the forecastle and the quarterdeck, with a final flourish of a couple of 4-pounder long guns as chase guns, following an Admiralty order that any ship otherwise solely armed with carronades had to have at least two long guns for pursuit purposes, thus giving her quite the vicious broadside. Over the course of the next year or so, the ship went on to capture 6 vessels, a mixture of recapturing merchantmen that had been seized by the enemy and taking privateers, which made up most of her prizes. But her most famous action would come in 1799. The frigate HMS Hermione had undergone a particularly violent mutiny that resulted in most of her officers being killed and the ship handed over to the Spanish. Hamilton found the ship, now renamed Santa Cecilia, in the port of Puerto Cabello, in what is now Venezuela, and launched a cutting-out action, putting half of his crew into boats and rowing up to the ship while she was at anchor under the guns of the port's fortress. The boarding action that followed was somewhat unusual. The frigate was heavily manned, with around 400 men aboard. But not only was the ship taken, despite the 4-1 odds, the fighting continued below decks after the upper decks were seized, an action which usually ended most boarding. And there was a very one-sided casualty count, with the British suffering just 12 men wounded, 4 of which were seriously wounded, including Hamilton, who'd gone down fighting on the quarterdeck alone after the initial wave of boarders which he'd led was repulsed, while the Spanish managed to lose 120 men killed and almost 100 wounded. Hamilton would be sent home to recover, got captured on the way by the French, and was then sent home in a prisoner exchange after about half a year, although it seems that the heavy blow to the head from a musket, which was the primary wound he suffered amongst many others, had somewhat affected his personality, and after a brief period in command of another ship where he was shown to be far more tyrannical than he had been before, he was initially dismissed from the Navy for his conduct, then reinstated, but moved ashore and never held an at-sea command again. Surprise, meanwhile, would go on to see another few years of service before being sold for breaking up in 1802, following a brief pause in the fighting between Britain and France. Of course, in fiction, she survives that particular fate, serving on until the commissioning of the historical successor to Surprise, a larger fifth-rate frigate, which commissioned in 1812. And in the 2003 film, she was portrayed by a replica of the frigate HMS Rose, which was partially reconstructed to more accurately represent the Surprise, and this vessel can still be seen, albeit somewhat the worse for wear, at the San Diego Maritime Museum in California, USA, a few minutes' walk down from the USS Midway Museum.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.